Hello?
Hi, good morning, Marvin. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a scheduled call back.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I was just circling around to see where you're at, if you got a chance to review everything, as well as if you had any questions for me.
No, I don't have time to review last night. So, like, I'm so tired.
Okay. Yeah, we could review it right now if you have some time.
What's the website again?
localsplash.com. I also sent you a link to our homepage and all of that within your email as well.
Splash.
You also just look us up on Google. Will be the first result.
And then log in. Username is, phone number, right?
Right. So it'd be your phone number and then the password that I sent you, which it would be run photos, all lowercase, and all one word.
Yep.
Fantastic.
It still said, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
You should be able to turn your phone sideways and click the X.
I'm on the laptop.
Okay. Then you should be able to click the X above the oops.
There's no X, but there's like a home, load, website.
Above business info, do you see account settings?
Account settings? Hold on. Business info?
Yeah, above business info, you should see account settings.
Listing, Facebook ads, Google review, my name, account settings, no.
No account settings?
No. There's my name. I'm trying to click on my name, but it doesn't do anything. Business info?
Yeah, it'd be right above business info, like to the left-hand side. And then you'd see account settings at your profile number. Which you can click on, and then it should take you to that.
Account setting? When I click on the business info, you said account setting?
No, you'd click account settings above the business info. It says business info,
okay. And
then right above it, it would say account settings.
No. There's home, leads, website, listing, Google Insight, Facebook ads, Google ads, review, post, business info. I don't see no account settings. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. And then from there,
personal info?
Yeah, and then I believe your it should give you an option to add your payment info through there.
Billing?
Yes.
Next billing date. So once I pay for it, is it gonna?
So once you pay for it, once we get you signed up, you're gonna receive just a terms and conditions that you'll sign. And once you sign that, we can go ahead and schedule your client interview, which is essentially just a 20-minute to 40-minute long phone call with one of our specialists. We're just going to get all the details that I don't get from you, as well as just get an idea of where you want to take your business so we know how to market you, if that makes sense.
Okay. Payment method. Not setting. Just give me a second.
Yes, sir. Take your time. No problem.
So please specify either first name and last name only or the company name only.
Yeah, so just whatever's on the card, sir. Whatever the card reads.
That's what on my card does. So
it should say your first and last name more than likely.
Yeah. Well, take it. Oh, there's a unable to process this. I said unable to process payment. Please try after some time.
Let me see here. So you should click update once you fill out everything, as well as you need to make sure that your billing address is all correct, the city, state, zip code, and all that.
Everything is for a business phone.
And yeah, once you put it in all correctly, you should be able to click update at the bottom of that billing account section.
Okay. Everything is correct, but clicking on update won't take it. If I'm unable to process payment, please try it after some time. Please specify either first name and last name.
Yeah, so you would need to put your first and last name in there on the
yeah, everything is correct. I have my first and last name in here.
What's your last name? Maybe that's the
Bautista. B-A-U-T-S-I-S-T-S-A.
That's B-A-U-T-I-S-T-A.
Yes.
All right, try it again. Like refresh, yeah, refresh the page and see if it'll take it.
Nope. But MasterCard update. Your billing information has been updated successfully.
Perfect.
Did my credit card get charged?
I would have to just do our voice verification first. Let me see if this is ready.
Your billing information has been updated.
If you'd like, sir, I can just take it over the phone. I mean, I do this every single day pretty much. It's a recorded line, as well as I have to verify with you, like over a voice recording before we can process anything, if you're comfortable with that.
What's that?
I can put all this information in for you because it's just not processing on my end. Like, all I see is, I just see that you're, billing address is put in there, but I don't see any of the card information was successfully put onto here. I can put it in for you if you'd like. And the billing address is 1306 Whipple Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see it updating on my end. Would you like me to just enter it in for you? I can take it over the phone.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I can take the payment information over the phone. It's just not updating on my end.
On the phone, over my phone, call.
Because it's a MasterCard, and I can just take the card number and everything. We can process it from there.
Oh, hold on. I think I see the error.
Okay.
There you go. Try it again.
Perfect.
I put MasterCard instead of Visa. So just probably.
Oh. It's a Visa?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and one more thing. I'll do this on my end. So we're just going to get you so much traffic and people calling you that the likelihood of someone calling you that's a scammer is likely. Like, we'll never give out your personal information or anything. But we just want to prevent anything malicious or bad from happening. So we set up a security question. And that way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you can verify with them that it's actually us by asking them this question. And we should answer it immediately. So we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
All right. And what's the answer for that?
Tagumasi, T as in Tom, A, G, U, M, A, S, I.
Can you spell that for me one more time, please?
T as in Tom, A, G, U, M, A, S, I.
That's T, A, G, U, M, A, S, I.
Yes. Can you read it? Or,
yeah, T as in Tom, A as in Alpha, G as in Golf, U as in Utah, M as in Mother, A as in Alpha, S as in Sierra, I as in Iris.
Yes.
All right. Now, before I can complete this purchase, I just need to do something called our voice verification script. It's just an added form of protection for yourself. It also goes and outlines over the agreement. So I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point you're puzzled about what I'm saying, go ahead and stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Okay.
All right. Please state the name of your business.
Mikai 15, Junk Trucking LTD Liability Company.
Please state your name and the title within the business.
Marvin Bautista, I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And if you could go ahead and open up your contacts, I'm going to give you our phone number. It should be the only one you call us from, as well as the only one that we call you from.
Hold on. Yeah. What's your contact?
It's going to be, you can save it under local splash.
Okay.
It's going to be 877.
877?
Yes. 877-635.
635.
6225.
6225. 1-877-635-6225.
Yeah, it's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, August 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. Processing that payment now.
When am I going to get the client interview?
So, well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash. The payment was successful. I really think this is going to just change your whole entire business for the better and really help it expand. I'm really excited to see it. But you should have been sent an email as well as a text with our terms and conditions I would need you to sign. And then once that's signed, we can go ahead and schedule your client interview whenever it's best, most convenient.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Were you able to access that and everything?
Which one?
The terms and conditions to sign it.
Term and condition?
Yeah, it should have sent you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it should have sent you like the initial invoice, and then it would give you a place to sign, like click yes and then sign, like just type in your name.
Local / initial invoice. Is it this? I agree to receive SMS time 81 confirm signature?
Yes.
Please check back 2 to 3 business days.
Perfect.
If you want to open bottles.
Thank you for doing that. And you are you I just have a few more questions and we can go ahead and schedule a client interview. Are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
All right. And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to market you in?
All around Bay Area. Like from Redwood City to 50 miles radius.
Perfect. Now, let's see. Would you be available at any time today for this interview?
Today, like yesterday, I was busy. How about like tomorrow, same time?
Yeah, that's no problem. Let me go ahead and schedule that.
Or like, I don't know if I'm, yeah, probably like 8 tomorrow, the best
Perfect.
Time.
Go ahead and schedule it for 8 tomorrow. One moment.
I'm just setting up the time.
Yeah, I just scheduled it for you. You should have received an invite to your email as well. That's all set. Everything's all together. There's really nothing else we need to do today. I will actually be on that phone call to open it up and introduce you to the specialist tomorrow. But pretty much we're all set. You're scheduled for tomorrow at 8. Again, I want to welcome you and congratulate you on joining the local / family. I really think this is going to be an entire game changer for you and your business.
Okay. Thank you. Hope so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Marvin. Definitely. Otherwise, you have a blessed rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow, and we'll get the ball rolling on all this.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye.